Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Graves, born Wimbledon, 1895, badly wounded, World War I, wrote a memoir about the war, Goodbye to All That, and it sold well. And so he settled on the island of Majorca with his lover, the poet Laura Riding. Wrote more than 120 books, historical fiction like I, Claudius, The Golden Fleece, wrote about mythology. He wrote in his essay, A Case for Xantippe, though philosophers like to define poetry as irrational fancy, for us it is practical, humorous, reasonable way of being ourselves, of never acquiescing in a fraud, of never accepting the secondary rate in poetry, painting, music, love, friends, of safeguarding our poetic institutions against the encroachments of mechanized, insensate, inhumane, abstract rationality. It's the birthday of John D. MacDonald, born Sharon, Pennsylvania, 1916, author of detective novels featuring Travis McGee, who lives on his houseboat called The Busted Flush in Fort Lauderdale and has an aversion to credit cards, actresses, time clocks, and television. It's the birthday of John Newton, born London, 1725. His father was a ship's captain. He became a captain of ships carrying slaves from Africa to the West Indies. In 1748, he had a spiritual conversion after a terrible storm in which he almost drowned. He stopped gambling and drinking. He married a girl he'd loved for many years, and he gave up the slave trade entirely, became an abolitionist. And he wrote a hymn. He wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, The Chairs That No One Sits In. You see them on porches and on lawns down by the lakeside, usually arranged in pairs, implying a couple who might sit there and look out at the water or the big shade trees. The trouble is, you never see anyone sitting in these forlorn chairs, though at one time it must have seemed a good place to stop and do nothing for a while. Sometimes there's a little table between the chairs where no one is resting a glass or placing a book face down. It may not be any of my business, but let us suppose one day that everyone who placed those vacant chairs on a veranda or a deck sat down in them, if only for the sake of remembering what it was they thought deserved to be viewed from two chairs side by side with a table in between. The clouds are high and massive on that day. The woman looks up from her book. The man takes a sip of his drink. Then there's only the sound of their looking, the lapping of lake water, and a call of one bird, then another, cries of joy or warning. It passes the time to wonder which. The Chairs That No One Sits In by Billy Collins from his collection Aimless Love, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.